Part 6, graph it. Example 3, inequalities, greater than.
Let's try another one. Something really important to know when you're moving into another equation, make sure you reset your paper.
Yes.
So
the teacher resets the blazer by using the paper advance button.
Okay, paper's reset. The next equation we're going to do. Now, you have on there one equation as it is. So
right.
How do we get rid of that equation?
D-chord.
D-chord, that's right.
For delete.
For delete, yes.
Delete all entries.
Press
Y over.
Yes.
And press Y.
Okay, so you should be at entry one again.
Yes.
Press an E chord to make sure.
Entry one.
Good.
Entry one.
Okay, so our next equation is going to be Y is greater than 2X plus 3.
Now, just for a quick little reference here, greater than is a grade 2 AR sign and less than is a grade 2 GH sign.
Excellent.
In computer braille notation.
Okay, so you have that typed in.
Yes.
Did you do your E chord?
E chord.
Okay, and then to emboss?
P chord.
P chord. Good.
Oh! Startled me when
Try not to be startled when your graph starts.
Seems like it makes more noise when it does less than greater than.
Well, because the y is going to be greater than 2x plus 3, so it's everything greater than 2x plus 3. So you
right.
have to shade in that area. So it's shading in the area above the line.
I see.
Okay. We skip forward to the end of the printing cycle. The area above the line is now filled with tactile dots.
Okay. I'll go ahead and advance the paper. Looks good. Now what I'm noticing here, remember again, your equation was y is greater than 2x plus 3. So would that be a solid line or a dashed line?
Whoa.
We're including everything that's greater than what's on the line. So
yeah,
you're not including the line.
Which one is what?
You're not including the points on the line. You're including everything greater than that.
Yeah, but if you could remind me which one was solid, which one was dashed.
Okay, I'm trying to do that.
Oh.
So in print, it would be a dashed line because you're not including the points on the line.
Okay.
Okay? So it doesn't look like it made it dashed. We'll have to check because our next equation is going to be greater than or less than or equal to. So we'll try and see if there's a difference. So check this out. Your origin is here. Okay. And then your y-intercept.
This is all the shading in.
Yep. All the solid dots. The y-intercept was 3, so count up and see if it starts at 3.
This is 1.
On the y-axis.
There.
Okay. And your slope was 2.
2, so
up 2 over
2
1.
2 and over 1.
Does it look right?
Yep.
Great. So again, this is a line that starts up in quadrant 1, and it moves diagonally to the left, passing through quadrant 3, and then, or quadrant 2, and then down to quadrant 3. And you have all the shading above to the left-hand side, the upper left of the line, showing that it's all the points that are greater than 2x plus 3.